Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Today, our devotion is called The Mysterious Woodcock, and our verse is taken from 1 Kings 3:9. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Well, the woodcock is, it looks like it's been put together from leftover bits and pieces of other birds. Its legs seem too short, its beak seems too long, and it has this chubby body. The eyes are extremely large and sit almost on top of its head. The ears are below the eyes. You know, in most birds, they are behind the eyes. But everything has a purpose, and the woodcock's strange arrangement is no exception. Its long bill, which has the unique characteristic of being able to open only at the tip, if the bird wishes, and is used to probe the soft, damp earth for worms. To locate worms, the bird listens for them by putting one oddly shaped ear to the ground. Because of the situation of the eyes above the ears, the woodcock can watch upward in all directions for enemies while it's listening. If you go into the woods looking for woodcocks, you may have a very difficult time finding one, even if they're nearby, because their color is almost exactly that of the brown leaves, sticks, and soil that make up the forest floor. Furthermore, as danger approaches, the woodcock will freeze and remain motionless, almost invisible, until you almost step on him. When flushed, the bird will take off almost straight up with a burst of wings that could scare you half out of your wits. If you happen to disturb it on the nest, it will perform the well-known broken wing act that is intended to draw you away from the nest. Situated as they are, the woodcock's eyes can see in just about every direction at once, including behind and above. There are few animals or birds with this capability, and consequently, the woodcock sees far more than most other creatures. The woodcock was born with the type of discernment it has, and young King Solomon asked God to bestow on him the gift of listening, seeing, and weighing, that he might be able to see clearly the difference between good and bad. God honored his request, and he will give us better discernment if we will ask him in faith. At a very young age, I started studying the life of King Solomon. And of course, I wanted to have the wisdom of King Solomon. And then as I learned about how even as wise as he was, he still fell from grace, I just started praying that I would never fall from grace, that I would always be a true child of God. And sure, I've made plenty of mistakes along the way, but I do still love him dearly. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of choice you've given to us. We pray that our loved ones will make the choice to always love you, that we can all be reunited in your kingdom again. And we pray for those families that are struggling, maybe in relationships or in financial situations. Help them to know that you care about them and that you are walking with them through their trials. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Da-da-da-da! Or is it da-da? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've said that, like a whole day. Just, I guess I slept since then. So it's ta-da, arts and crafts. And we're talking about the bird, the woodcock. It's such an interesting bird. And I got so interested when I was doing the research for the show. I did put a cool video with some very interesting facts on my Pinterest site. And you know, that's MR Gamblin and the number 2 are the call letters for my Pinterest site. You can go to the board there called Windows on God's World, and I think there's 777 crafts that are connected in one way or another to that book. And I have 4 copies of that book that are still in the wrap, the original printing. And I just am trying to figure out what would be the fairest way to give those away. For those of you like me who might want to take just a small portion of this book and use it as my science class for the year. There's 365 lessons in it, and you could use it for science, and it could be your inspiration for a unit study on a particular topic. Anyway, when you go there, you'll also see how to draw in some printable things for woodcocks. Very interesting. And you might even encourage your older children to develop a unit study on woodcocks. Have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. We're discussing a late decision. It's really wonderful if you've had all summer to plan and get ready for homeschooling, but if you find it necessary to pull your children out of school in the middle of the year, or maybe even toward the end of the year, we're just talking about ways that you can help them adjust. First of all, if they want to come home, that's great, because it's going to be an adjustment. School is very structured, rigid, a lot's going on. You're being, you know, sensory processing is happening 24/7 with all different kinds of things. The people, the way the rooms are decorated, the material that teachers are giving you. And now it's just you, the parent as a teacher, and just one of you as a student. Even if you have lots of siblings, it's usually just one of you in a particular grade. And we were particularly looking at the high school students, because once you pull them out of high school, it is more difficult to get them placed back in. They have to go through testing, and if they don't test high in a particular grade, they're put back with younger children. So we want to help you, and we are launching our virtual high school. It's going to be so cool, because we feel a real need to help these. And I have been recruiting high school teachers. Some high school teachers are retired. Some are just looking to, maybe they're going to have a baby or something. They just wanted some part-time work. And I just know God's giving me all these talented teachers. And we're here to help you. So we're going to run our virtual high school, just as we would a regular high school. All of us are very experienced in that. But the neat thing about it is you have the say. You're the teacher of record. You have to register your child with, you know, the homeschooling protocol in your state. We will help you transcript their courses that they take from us, and we can get you a bona fide high school diploma. So think about us as you're pulling them out. You're welcome to join us now. We only have, 34 days of academic days left in the school year, about 6 weeks. But they've done most of their learning. In fact, don't tell anybody this, but educators know what you haven't taught your children by March. It's going to be uphill trying to teach it to them. So you can take that in stride and say, look, they've spent most of the year in high school, and now we're going to pull them out. We're happy to transcript the courses where they're at, so they have would have those on their coursework, and then go on from there. It's a lot easier than you think. So when you are thinking about pulling your children out to homeschool them, the sooner the better. That's my advice. That's what I think. Now we're going to go to questions parents ask. A mom shared this cartoon with me, and I don't know if I can describe it, but it was pretty funny. Thank you, Stephanie. So it's a, you know you're a homeschooler when, and then it's a picture of a mom driving, looking in the rear view mirror at her child. And this is what she's saying. Now, don't mention that we didn't get up until 9:30, or that your little brother can't read, or that we buy our bread from a store, or that you've seen Disney movies. And whatever you do, try not to say the words Batman or Power Rangers. And for goodness sakes, try to act smart. And then under this cartoon, it says you panic when your kids go to other homeschoolers' homes. You know, there is a pretty high expectation that many homeschoolers are better educated than those in traditional school. But we have become such a large group in the time that I've been doing these podcasts. We've gone from 2 million to more than 5 million strong, and we cross all ethnic boundaries and diversity groups. I love it. I just love the fact that so many parents are taking back the ownership and the privilege of educating their own children. Praise God. This is wonderful. Well, we have to go to our interview, and I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to talk to Cynthia Prime about her organization called Saving Orphans Through Health and Outreach. And our children are so fortunate. I think it's great to bring awareness to those that are not so fortunate, that also recognize how God is reclaiming and redeeming them as well. We'll be right back.
Got a minute for your family? Here's family expert Dr. Kay Kuzma with some great advice.
A mother once wrote me, "Sometimes my children need correction, and yet I know that criticism kills a child's sense of value. How can I help them become better people without nagging and being critical?" I suggested she correct with honey, not a sledgehammer. In other words, make your corrections as sweet as possible. Say what you have to say firmly, but with a smile, a lilt in your voice, and a gentle touch. Let the affect of your words and your body language say, "I care about you." If you question the effectiveness of this method, put it to the test. First, try the sledgehammer approach, hitting your child with the full impact of your correction. Raise your voice, make your words sharp and staccato, glare at the offender, and take a rigid stance. You'll get your kids' attention, and they'll probably do what you ask, but they'll also resent it.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to MRGMediaMinistries.com. That's all one word. MRGMediaMinistries.com.
Welcome, welcome. Today I'm here with Faye Van Meurs. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Faye Van Meurs.
Faye Van Meurs, and we're here at ASI, which stands for Adventist Layman's, Adventist Servicemen's Institute. And it's where the laymen gather together to see how they can spread the gospel for Jesus Christ. And Faye, one of the things that I really am excited about interviewing you about is that your ministry is getting is about donors, because ministry can't go forward without donors. So just set the stage. How did you get into this ministry, or why did you get into this ministry?
Well, we started out with working with a couple of ministries, and we started to notice that there's a lot of software out there and different programs that might provide some of this type of help for their different ministries. But it was very expensive for a lot of them, It wasn't something that was even at that time available online, so that if you had people that were in different locations in different countries, that they wouldn't be able to coordinate what they were doing very well. And so as we saw technology start to branch out, we wanted to try and provide that for ministries. That we've always had a heart for ministries. And we also saw that a lot of the software was expensive, even for young ministries or even mid-sized ministries. And it wasn't providing some of the needs that they met specifically. It would have a lot of other things added on that made it kind of difficult to use, and some of it was never used at all. So they were paying for things that they really didn't need. So we thought, well, we kind of had a vision that we wanted to be able to help ministries so they could focus on their ministry and not have to focus on other things that were important, the donors, but they could spend the connection time with the donors, but also focus the greater portion on the ministry that God had set them out to work on.
So if you have a ministry, you might want to go to mydonors.info and check this out. Now, when they go to the website, what will they see there?
They will see a description of the program, also some screenshots of the program. They'll be able to contact us from that location, and we can give them a demo. We do our best to also provide customer service help with it. Sometimes, even with new ministries, they don't have a lot of information how to keep records. Often, they're still in Excel spreadsheets and starting to get overwhelmed, and they can sometimes use a little bit even of our experience, or we can guide them through maybe even using the program to its best. Sometimes even thinking of things that they may not have thought of to use the program for. It can be used for donors, but also for interests. So even if they just have a connection or something like that, they can also maintain their records in there.
I'm talking with Faye Van Meers, and she is the managing director for mydonors.info. It's a donor tracking system made simple. When you were a young thing, what led you up to today? I mean, when you think back at your childhood, because as I'm talking to people, I'm also giving to high school homeschoolers in particular career options. And so it's really important to find out what skills that maybe at an early age your parents developed in you, or you just had an interest and developed yourself. So tell us about your childhood.
I would say that the most impactful things that led me down this path was my parents raised me to want to help other people, and also to see with the gospel how to help people learn more about health and their soul, having peace with their soul and all these different areas. So as I was growing up, I looked at ways that I could help either in some missionary fashion or just contribute in some way. And I know one thing that my mom had said that always made a big impact on me was that even when you have, you know, any down times in your life, if you go and you help someone else, then it always lifts you up. So it's always been something very positive that I've seen. And I really feel that this was something that even if I never made it actually myself to the mission field in particular, that if there was some way I could help other people. And then I saw that this was actually, I could help many ministries.
Yes.
All at once. So that was even better.
So as you have been, you know, rubbing shoulders with all these nonprofits, do you also work with for-profits?
Yes. This actually could help people in other ways. We also have a software development company where we can help with some needs that are for-profits. But if someone just needed some simple tracking, this could provide that. And this software also, before I forget, I wanted to mention, provides recording of volunteer time. So that has been very beneficial. It's also community driven. If someone has a need in their business that they want to ask for a feature to be added, we can do that. So it's really fluid.
Yeah,
to
so
some
it's
extent.
Not just donations of money, but it's donations of expertise as well. Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So do you have any examples of donations of expertise that you have seen done? Or
Yeah, we have had clients that, especially like in the medical field, when professionals volunteer time, that they'd like to have that recorded. We're going to be adding some features that would provide where they can actually check in and out themselves, because right now there are people who are still putting records on paper,
yes.
even. And it takes a lot of time. And if you have to do a lot of administrative time, mm-hmm. it's taking away from the other stuff that you're really wanting
yes.
to do and make a big impact with. So.
Yes. So as you're, you know, is this, are you in partnership with your husband or other people, or how does mm-hmm. this happen?
Yes. My husband has a software development company, and there's a team there, and we're all working together. We also want feedback from the ministries. We're always open to that, and we've made some improvements based on that information as well. And but our goal is to keep it clean and simple, though.
Yes,
so.
That's really a good goal. It says clean, simple, no software installation. So that means it's all web-based.
Yes.
And that's good in the sense that, you know, if there does need to be tweaking to it, it can be done right. You know, you can go in and do it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can always be updating it and everything. I don't think it can be downloaded.
No, it's all on the browser. But another thing that I know that our clients have said that they really appreciate is that we do have the personal touch, and we do look for what we can help solve for them. And we can give some of that feedback to them also of things that might be ideas that can help them. Since we have been working with ministries for quite some time, that can be beneficial.
Well, I know we don't have much time left for this. This portion of the interview is running down. And when we go to the next, if you have time to come back tomorrow, I would like to talk about the nonprofits that I actually am involved in and what it would look like for me, each company, to bring it onto my donors.info. That's the website, folks, mydonors.info. It's been a long day here, and I'm talking with Faye Van Meers. They have developed this wonderful donor tracking system, and you might consider using it if you run a ministry, if you are involved with a for-profit or a non-profit, because donors are, of course, more apt to give to nonprofits, but they do give to for-profits company as well. So we've come to the end. Thank you so much, Faye, for being with us, and I hope you'll come back again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.